Welcome to All About TRH, aka All About the Truth. On today's episode, we cover the latest hot topics of the week, including the future of the Real Housewives of New Jersey. Hi, Chantel.
Hey, Roxanne.
Happy Tuesday. How's Callie?
I love it. I'm just like, you know, having this scary Sundays times like infinity right now because, like, you know, it's travel day. I come home today. Yeah. And I'm just dreading having to like work tomorrow and like get back to life tomorrow.
The biggest tip I have is if you are ever on vacation, take the next day off when you come home, because it's the most depressing thing to know that you have to work the next day.
You know, I have been doing that recently, but I think for this trip, like I felt guilty leaving so soon after, like I just got, you know, like I took 2 weeks off from my wedding. So I was like, let me just do the shortest time possible. And now I'm regretting that.
Yeah, that totally gives me Sunday scaries, as if I don't get that enough. So
I know.
Yeah, that would kill me. I have baby Ellie here, Elle, with me right now.
Oh, what did you just say? You have a nickname already over there? I know.
Yeah, I have a nickname for every child. So let's hope that she is chill during this because she's awake right now. So,
hi, Elle.
Yeah.
Or Ellie.
So I feel like a lot's kind of happened since you've been gone with Hot Topics.
Oh, okay. Like, let's inform me. Actually, I've looked, so I was like, you know, I feel like a lot of things have happened in the OC, like, franchise, but
yeah, I'm super excited for this season. You can tell it's going to be an amazing season and that there's so much that's happening. So I'm really, really excited for that. But I wanted to touch on some New Jersey hot topics because
of course.
Yeah, you know, I love my Jersey. And I think this is so important because we've been saying this. But so Andy Cohen actually said that the way New Jersey was filmed this year with no interactions between Teresa, Melissa, and Margaret, that because of this, it's not going to be sustainable for the future of New Jersey. So Bryce Sander, he actually revealed that Andy stated the lack of communication between all of them will not work for future seasons. So he had told him that, which I think he's a podcaster. And we have been saying this, Chantel. We've been saying
You've been saying that from the get-go, like that will not, that can't happen. Like there's no way.
They did it for season 14. They brought new girls in. I don't even think we barely saw the new girls on the trailer. So they brought three new girls. And I don't think it's going to work. I feel like anytime when a friend of comes on New Jersey, it never works out where they become full time after. So they tested three girls. They were on a tight schedule where they had to, you know, start filming. You know, they were going to miss out on a time slot for Bravo. So they did film season 14, and it is the biggest divide. Chantel, I don't think you're caught up on Potomac, but that's kind of how Potomac was. I mean, they were around each other more, but Giselle and Robin weren't talking to Wendy and Candace, vice versa. You know, they wouldn't even like look at each other. They'll be in the same room with each other, but it just doesn't work if you're really not going to talk and find some solution or be fake about it or play the game. It's just not going to work. And now we find out Candace is not coming back. We find out Robin's not coming back. And I think Candace may have quit because she knew she might have gotten fired. I don't know. Or she might have just quit. But I don't know about Robin. It's alleged that she's not returning. And to me, I'm almost positive it's like that's a firing. So they're still figuring out Potomac. But with that being said, I don't know how New Jersey is going to work with how divided things are.
Well, yeah, no, you've also been saying like, no matter what, there's going to be the craziest shakeup for season 15.
Yeah.
And it's crazy because we haven't even had season 14 yet play before our eyes yet, but we're going to see that like season 15, like multiple girls are not going to come back. I think, in my opinion.
Yeah. The promo photo shows, and we kind of talked about this on our Patreon, but it shows Melissa, Rachel Fuda, aka Bravo Lover 1234, Margaret on one side, and Jennifer, Danielle, and Teresa on another side, and then Dolores in the middle. And a lot of people were offended. A lot of people were like, why would Dolores be in the middle? And we explained that she is the only one who is neutral with both sides and really just gets along. So Bravo's trying to show you this is how the show is good. This is how the season's going to play out, that there's two sides. And then Dolores is going to be the neutral one trying to make peace. I'm pretty sure that even for the cast trip that ended up like being a fire. So they didn't even have a cast trip, you guys. I'm pretty sure Dolores was the one who was arranging that because they were having Dolores and she's the only neutral one. And we obviously know that, and Bravo did not expect Danielle and Jennifer to get into it. So while it shows Danielle in the middle of Teresa and Jennifer, she's not cool with Jennifer at all. And that's Teresa's best friend. So I don't know how that would work.
Oh yeah, 100%. So it's not going to work. So much
divide. Yeah, and then let's talk about the reunion. They're already thinking about the reunion, and it's basically going to be just like last season. And Bravo doesn't want to see that. So it's like it's not going to work season after season after season. And whether you like Teresa or not, she is the show. People are invested in her family. The second the trailer came out, all the headlines were on Teresa and her marriage. So she's the show. There was nothing else. There was no headline on Melissa about Antonia, Margaret's fake marriage storyline. It's nothing of that. So it's going to be very interesting, but just know that season 15 is obviously going to be a big cast shakeup. Do you think they'll do what they did with New York?
No. There's way too many good people still intact that like they can't do a shakeup like that. And it's not like their stories haven't like fizzled out to me for all of them. You know, I still think that we have a really good cast. And if they just add a couple newer people, it could be still great.
But they're just picking the wrong people. That's the problem too. Like I feel like the three girls that they picked, I don't know. I feel like you need to pick someone who's like super low key on social media. I know it's hard this day and age, but you know, someone who's just super low key. And just Chantal and I are doing a rewatch of Jersey. It's just, you know, like, I wish we had what it was before, you know, not the modern mom. I don't know. No,
I think it's okay when it's like that, but I think just someone that's a little bit more like that has values. I don't know.
But we don't want someone who is married to someone who the show is his life. Like,
yeah, Rachel, like thirsty. Duda. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
like on one end, you guys casted Danielle and Danielle was the thirstiest human to be on TV. And then on the other hand, you cast Rachel Fuda, who, I mean,
her husband is the thirstiest person.
Exactly. She was Bravo lover before.
Yeah, basically we just want someone that's not thirsty. So bring anybody who's just not thirsty and we'll be happy.
Yeah. Hopefully, like some, I know in New Jersey, the husbands don't want to join in. I don't blame them. So hopefully, there was also talk about the fact that Melissa Gorga thought that the earthquake that happened was a ghost and she ended up calling 911.
I know, but wait, that's kind of sad though. Cause like, you know, like you don't get earthquakes in New Jersey in that area. And so like, you're like, what is happening right now?
But everyone was like shooketh cause that she would end up calling 911 and thinking it was like a ghost. I don't know. That was so scary. But yeah, that was, I thought that was really, really funny. What hot topics do you got going on?
Well, I don't think I knew like from Orange County. So I think I saw on your guys' page that, you know, they're filming a cast trip right now in the UK. Do we know exactly where? I don't know if I saw where, but they said that. Oh, in London.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. And then one of Kelly, I think, saw them there too, right?
I don't. Yeah, we posted.
Kelly Dodd saw them. That. Yeah, but then so basically, someone said that they saw Shannon and Tamara, of course, like you know, feuding and going at it. So we're definitely going to see that unravel for OC.
Yeah, I mean, I don't blame Shannon because I think the Alexis thing is obviously the biggest trigger for her. So of course they're going to be fighting, but I think Bravo bringing Alexis, even though it's so messed up to do to Shannon, it's the most genius thing they could have done with the whole John Jansen thing. But I mean, look what they did with Teresa, with Melissa, like they don't care.
Yeah. And I'm just super excited because I really do feel like right now, the last like month, like Bravo's so slow. And I think it's because when we were in Christmas time, like there was so much going on. There was literally like 5 shows happening. And so like, it's like, we need these new shows.
Yeah.
So we're not this bored.
I mean, a big thing that came out was the Ultimate Girls Trip. The executive producer claimed that Brandy disrespected Caroline, but they did not sexually violate her. And Brandy was pissed that this came out now. She said it only took 15 months, a lawsuit, me going through hell for the truth to come out. And then she wrote, am I happy? No. Do I feel vindicated? No. I'm fucking more pissed than ever. What these producers do to make a TV show is disgraceful and disgusting. I beg for them to intervene. I almost died. It took a lawsuit. I'm not okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. What do you think about that?
I mean, I don't think this is the end for it. And it's like, can you guys settle with her? Like, what's happening? Like, just like end it for her at this point.
Thrive Market is my go-to for all grocery and household essentials. And the convenience of getting everything online then quickly shipped to my doorstep is a huge time saver. I love that Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. They restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories, and I can use their on-site filters to suit my lifestyle needs and my kids' lifestyle needs. Whether you're looking for organic kids' snacks, low-sugar alternatives, or gluten-free pantry essentials, you can curate your own shopping experience with a few clicks. And as a Thrive Market member, I save money on every single grocery order. On average, I save over 30% each time. They even have a deals page that changes daily and always has some of my favorite brands. I saved so much money recently in all the snacks I bought for my kids that have clean ingredients. Join in on the savings with Thrive Market today and get 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. Go to thrivemarket.com/TRH for 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/TRH.
Well, her way of ending it is saying, play the tapes. And I don't think they're going to do that. So... I mean,
I don't think they will too, but then she's probably going through a lawsuit to get money for the things that she has lost in the last year or more because of this. So it's like, just settle with her then. You guys have the money.
The thing is, I know we talk about producers and I get it, but at the end of the day, you are responsible for what you do. I mean, they can tell you, hey, like, this is, and I know they do this. I know production sometimes will be like, this is boring. But at the end of the day, you are responsible for yourself. So you can take that, they hinted that it's boring and, well, fuck it, it's going to be a boring day. Or, you know, let me do something to get stuff going on. And that's what the housewives end up doing. And then they get pissed at the aftermath. And then they're like, well, a producer told me to do that. Or a producer said things were getting boring, you know?
Yeah, you can't like lose yourself to the devil, basically. Like it's like, if you don't want to do that and you don't feel comfortable, don't do it.
Yeah, no, I agree. Also, Anne Marie, so she's obviously not on Beverly Hills anymore, but she has been talking quite a bit.
Yeah, she's been like on like multiple podcasts I've seen.
Yeah, yeah. She called out Garcelle of playing the race card. On Beverly Hills, she was like, she had appeared on Carlos King's reality podcast. And she said she's been able to get away with playing the race card so many times unchallenged because who can challenge her, right? The other ladies can't challenge her. So I think that's been her play for so long. And then Carlos said that the cast is afraid of calling out Garcelle because they don't want to be labeled a racist. And she said, yeah, I would say, yeah, if I wasn't black, I would be. And Sutton got super pissed about her saying that. So she questioned Anne Marie's claims. And she said, the hypocrisy of this woman is starting to wear at me. Great friends then turned to severely weeks later on a different podcast. So she's like throwing shade about how much she's been going on a podcast. And I guess they like ended up having a talk and they had a really good afternoon one, you know, before the firing happened. So I think they're just like shocked that Anne Marie is going out there and talking so much.
Yeah. And it's like, almost, it's like, you're done. So like, it's like, what are you trying to do in this? And then like, it would piss me off that there's like back and forth. Like one minute she's saying this and then the next minute she's saying, oh, like me and Garcelle have the same background. We have so much things in common. And it's like, so it's like, do you not like her? Or do you like her? Like, what is it?
Anne Marie said that the podcast that she went on was taped before the reunion and before Garcelle's statements were mysteriously all over an article about her. So she says, Carlos King was taped after Garcelle started acting shady towards me. Please go away and ride your horse. She's bitter.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, I mean, It's hard. They come on one season and then you kind of get excited about the whole thing. You guys, BravoCon. BravoCon. I know we always bring up how she acted at BravoCon, but she was living her best life at BravoCon. She had no, we always say this, but she had all the confidence in the world. Like she's been on Bravo for years and years and years and has made an impact. And everyone was like, who is this girl? I'm shocked that Bravo even had her come because like she hadn't, Beverly Hills had started, but she hadn't been introduced yet on the show.
But they did that with the, I think they did that with all the new girls. You know, they did that with the Alicia girl from Mirror to Medicine too. The one that was new. So like
Yeah.
they let all the new people come.
Yeah, but Alicia
But
like knew her place, you know?
exactly. Like we didn't hear one damn word from her because like that's
I
how it should be. We
know.
don't know who you are.
I know. I know. What other hot topics do we have going on?
Who's Tom Sandoval dating? I saw that he was with, you know, with the picture and she seems cute.
She is really, really pretty. I think her name's like Victoria, and yeah, she is very,
Victoria,
yeah.
run. Run.
I'm dying. Are you not watching Vanderpump Rules anymore?
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you guys.
I watch like as like it comes on sometimes, like so like you know sometimes like before Summer House or something like they'll have like the last episode or like randomly or like before the Valley. So I'll catch like the last like 20 minutes now. And it's just like not it. It's not it. And I'll
Yeah.
see clips. So like it's like we'll see the like the crazy clips on Instagram, like you know. Like I
Yeah.
think there was like that one clip where Ariana was like, "You almost killed my dog because you left him in the room with like takeout," and everyone's like, "This girl's unhinged." But then a lot of people were like, "You know, she has a right to be angry." So, did
Yeah.
you see that one?
No, I'm really not watching Vanderpump Rules. Like, I just couldn't do it, to be quite honest. I don't know. I know, like, I get it, you know, with Ariana, she was with someone for 10 years. He cheated on her and all this stuff, but it was just like the same thing. And I just feel like all of them have outgrown Vanderpump Rules. Like, it's boring. It is not interesting to watch. And I don't know. I'm not, I don't care for it. So that's why I'm not like into that. But again, I've told you guys multiple times, Valley, which comes on today, is so good.
Yeah, I'm excited to watch that. And we need to recap Summer House from last week too.
Yeah. By the way, Faith, you remember Faith from Pump Rules? She's suing Bravo for discrimination.
Oh my gosh, Faith, you've already done a lot.
I know, but I mean, I don't know. So she's suing over Stassi's racism drama and Lala Kent's alleged knife attack. So according to the lawsuit filed in Los Angeles, Faith alleges that she was subjected to racism, sexual harassment, and physical assault in just her first season. And the former server who's black claims that Lisa asked her to appear on Pump Rules to add some color to the cast. Like, oh my
Oh.
God. That is not okay. And then Faith,
I just think
yeah.
like why now? Like why wouldn't you do that when like everything was happening? Like I'm sure you'd have had a better leg to stand on.
Yeah.
I'm just so over the lawsuits. Like is there's they're just always coming, you know? And it's like I
Yeah.
can't.
Yeah, I mean, they all end up signing a contract, and I mean, the contract is pretty lengthy of what it says. So I mean, they know what they're going into, but I mean, if that's how she feels, that's how she feels. And she hasn't been on
Yeah.
the show. So, I mean, wow, is your husband like coughing and screaming? What is happening back
I
there?
know. Like he came out of the shower and he's like, "What?" I'm like, going like,
She
"You know?" And then he's like doing
thought
it.
you were talking to him.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that is so funny. I was like, what is this man doing? Then he's like, did he get sick? He's like coughing and all that cute stuff.
I
No? Okay.
don't know. No, he's not sick.
Yeah. Another thing that went on, by the way, is that Taylor Armstrong, she slammed a bullshit rumor about her dating Kyle Richards. Isn't that crazy that that came, like, people thought that they like had a thing?
Yeah, like not see like that. This is the stuff. It's like people are reaching. It's like you guys calm down. Like now, Kyle all of a sudden had relationships before. Like no, she didn't.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, it's too much. One last thing I did want to talk about is that Jax Taylor, he claimed Vanderpump Rules is scripted, and he said that only the early seasons were organic. And he is like was super adamant about that. He said it was scripted. I've been on the show for 9 years. It's scripted. It's disastrous. And he's like, and I was on it. I'll be on it next, and I'll tell you what, it was scripted. So he goes, don't get me wrong, when we started, it was awesome. Seasons 1 through 6 were organic. It was real. And then he said, as they became rich and famous, they drifted apart and their friendship became fake for the sake of the show. He's like, nobody shows up with Chanel earrings at the beach. He then talked about the valley and he's like, now that's a real show, back to where it all started. It's organic. It's real. These are all brand new people. And I will say, the valley does give a sense of realness. Like, you do see that.
Yeah, but it's like he just always has to tear someone else down to like put himself up. And that's what bothers me about Jack so much.
I do feel like there is so much pressure for a show that's been on that long to bring something. So, yeah, I mean, people who wouldn't normally hang out are hanging out. And I do feel like there is that pressure.
Yeah, and like they want to make money. So like if the producers tell them, hey, start a fight with this person, they're going to do it.
Yeah, no, for sure. So, but yeah, he shouldn't be throwing shade. And he was on a couple episodes of Vanderpump Rules to introduce the valley. So it's like, don't knock it down.
Exactly. Like, be happy
even
that
though
this
I'm
show
here, like knocking it down.
And I'm, yeah, like, but like, we're not, it's not like we don't have anything to owe them, you know? It's like this show gave you everything that you have, gave everything your wife has. And yeah, now you're on another show because of the show. So it's like, why are you trying to tear that show down?
Right. Yeah.
Like, talk about that, like, when you're, like, 50. Oh, well, he's almost 50. Talk about that when you're, like, 70 in a book. Like, he's so old. He's, like, in his early 40s, dude.
Which is not old, but for him to talking like...
Yeah, yeah, I know.
Like, Chantel, let's not have you...
No, I know. Trust me. Like, I'm just... I know, but it just pisses me off. Like, Jax. Like, I'm just,
well,
like, I'm just coming at Jax.
He is 44 years old, and it's not old, but for you to still, like, yes, be talking shit and throwing shade and doing all that stuff, like, yeah, grow up. Like, it's
literally
you just grow up. But all of these hot topics are on allabouttrh.com, so check them out for full details. I think those are the main ones, though, Chantel. Anything else we got?
No, that was it. I had to go on, you know, mute to tell him to stop coughing.
I know. Yeah. I know Jacob be doing that stuff too. But we will be covering The Valley and Summer House next. You guys, next month is, we're less than 1 month away from Jersey. And you guys know it's going to be some crazy time. So stay tuned for that and get ready for that. And Chantel,
we don't know if we're ready.
I'm not ready. I'm scared. Okay. But yeah. I hope you have a safe flight home, though. We miss you.
Thank you, guys.
Chantel's birthday is coming up, too.
Oh, yeah.
April 14th.
So. Yeah, so I'm old, too, guys. It's okay. We're all old together.
I know. Yeah, it's all happening very fast. Well, all right. Have a safe flight. Thanks for listening, guys. We just wanted
Thank
to get
you.
A hot topic in, you know, because it's been a minute. So,
like, follow, subscribe, y'all.
Yes. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.